The Biebs and Peaches, 11 minutes past 7 in the morning, crew. Hughie Edna and Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
So yesterday, a woman, I believe, did something heroic. She led the way. She's a woman who... woman who is young, a young woman.
Very.
With many years left in her life.
She's fresh.
Decided to do something that not that many other young people have done. I mean... oldies like me have done it because we had no other choice.
Yes, Hughie, I went and got my first AstraZeneca jab at my local GP's yesterday. So first I want to play you the moment that it happened.
Sue's about to give me my AstraZeneca jab. Have I been good so far, Sue?
Been great so far. Here we go. Lord. Now that's my hand you're feeling.
Yep.
Take a breath in.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What? Serious?
Serious.
So it was almost painless. I hardly felt a thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I felt quite emotional actually leaving because you feel like you're doing something that is for the greater good and something that will help us all get out of a really crappy situation right now. I then shared my photo on Instagram and we were speaking about this off air yesterday. I was kind of debating whether or not to. I thought, oh, it's just not worth it because then you get the nutters and that kind of thing. But then I thought, actually, no, this is important. It's not to convince anyone by any stretch of the imagination, but I thought if I can share what I've done, it might encourage others to do their own research, speak to their own GP and potentially get this vaccine, which will help all of us in the end.
Beautiful.
Right.
But
what could go wrong?
Now, the reaction was, wow. And just, guys, indulge me very quickly for a moment. I know, Ed, you've given me 2 minutes to do this. Now, I don't have the time or the inclination to go and respond to every single person individually. But if people are going to use my platform, a public forum, to spouse and spew some of these ridiculous things, then I'd just like to take this opportunity to use this platform and respond just generally to them all. Now, if you're just a little bit hesitant about getting AstraZeneca, I am you. I totally get it. I was, absolutely. I still am a little bit. It's fairly new. I'd read all the stories. I'd seen things on the news.
It's fair enough to be.
Absolutely.
Because of all the information we've been getting from governments and from health organisations. Yeah, so it's fair
absolutely.
Enough to be. It was fair enough to be hesitant.
And I was genuinely thinking I'm just going to wait and get Pfizer. But I went and saw my doctor and I had a chat with the doctor. I looked at reputable sources online. You know, people who have qualifications, experience and degrees as opposed to a lot of the other tribe.
Yeah.
And I made a decision for myself based on my risk factors and realized actually it is minuscule for me. And I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to put something in my body that is a high risk factor to hurt me. I've got a 3-year-old who needs me as life goes on. I want to live. I'm not an idiot. Also, if you're someone who doesn't agree with the government on lockdowns and their response, that's totally fine as well. We can all have differing opinions and debate. But if you're one of the people using platforms, including the comments on my social media, to spout conspiracy theories that COVID-19 is fake, that all the governments in all of the world have come together and created a pretend virus to ruin everyone's lives, including their own, the lives of their children, to cripple economies and go into massive debt, that every healthcare worker who's had to tell a family of the 4.2 million people that have died and succumbed to this disease, that they are all in on a conspiracy theory and they're reading from the same script. Let me say this with the greatest amount of respect. You are batshit crazy. You are dangerous. You are in need of serious help. You genuinely believe that not one person in the millions that must be all part of this conspiracy has not decided to break ranks. Not one person of all the doctors, all the bureaucrats, all the healthcare workers has not decided to break ranks. You are, and I'm sorry for the language, I don't think there's kids in the car on the way to school. You are batshit crazy. You cannot sign a player in the NRL, which is 1 millionth the size of what you are talking about, without one person leaking it within 3 seconds. Seriously, enough. Also, this is dangerous. It is ridiculous. Enough. If you don't want to get it, absolutely, that's fine. Don't get the vaccine. That is your choice, absolutely. But don't buy into this conspiracy theory bullshit and use platforms to spout it to people who might be vulnerable enough and silly enough to believe it. Drives me crazy.
Absolutely. Because a lot of people do believe it, though.
They are
going for it. And that's why the hesitancy is still so high. But for you doing what you did, I believe you're going to help. you know. And,
well,
and
I hope
well,
so, but
well geez. Done.
And look, and the thing is, well, you know, you're saying that they're bat, you know, S crazy, and bats are how we got into this mess.
Well, no pun intended.
No, this is, let's not forget that.
Didn't you know even what think I mean?
This is, no, this is, and for those 100 people that unfollowed Erin on Instagram, that's not the point here.
Can I also pick up on something that hurt? I'll admit to that.
Can we get 100 more back on? Come on.
Surely we
she's
can.
She's at Erin Molan. Please follow her. Let's see if we get that 100 people back, she's gonna be fine.
The one other thing that I did think to do after posting, I thought, well, you know, Instagram, well, that's going off, so I won't go there. I'm gonna go to a safe place, Twitter, because I thought there's no way I'm gonna post it on Twitter because you know Twitter's
there?
A cesspool of just everything. And so I thought, but hey, I didn't share it on Twitter, so I'm just gonna go and scroll. I go on Twitter, all of a sudden I'm getting the exact same stuff smashing me. I'm going, what the hell? Who the hell? Oh, then I see Dave Hughes has shared to all of his followers that I have gone and done it.
I need someone to share my hate on Twitter.
Yes, yes, yeah, good on you.